From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. The U.S. and Iran at odds.
If the founding principles of this institution mean anything, we will not only hear their cry, we will finally answer it. The Iranian regime is now on notice. The world will be watching what you do.
That's United States Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley speaking at Friday's Emergency Security Council meeting. Requested by Haley, the meeting was held to discuss the competing pro- and anti-government demonstrations in Iran. Russia and other members of the UN Security Council have criticized the move, saying the protests are a domestic issue. The unrest has left 22 people dead and led to the arrest of more than 1,000 others. Iran's ambassador to the UN fired back at U.S. involvement. Mali Khushru accused the U.S. of bullying and said it had abused its power as a permanent member of the Security Council by calling for the meeting.
It is unfortunate that despite the resistance on the part of some of its members, this council has allowed itself to be abused by the current U.S. administration in holding a meeting on an issue that falls outside the scope of its mandate.
Competing pro- and anti-government demonstrations have been taking place in Iran's major cities for the past week. Anti-government protesters have focused on economic hardships and government corruption. The United States said its decision to suspend military aid to Pakistan will cost Islamabad just under $2 billion. President Donald Trump's administration announced Thursday it was freezing military aid to Pakistan. The administration said it would remain frozen until Islamabad takes decisive action against the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani network. This is VOA News.